Realized beings abound these days. Care to comment? When the conditions are conducive and the inquiry is in earnest, is it possible to wake up quickly? Remember when Ajahn Chah came to America to teach, and he came one time, and he was teaching at IMS, and there was a session after he'd been there for a while, and people sort of talking, teachers, and he was sort of asked, you know, now that I can't remember how it actually went, something like, you know, now that you've been here in America for some, because he'd done some traveling and gone to different places and taught in a few different places, and now that you've been in America for a while, you know, how do you feel about Buddhism coming to America? And Ajahn Chah had this sort of blank look on his face, and he said, Buddhism hasn't come to America yet. I haven't seen any Buddhism yet. Ajahn Chah can be naughty sometimes. Certainly when the conditions are conducive and the inquiry is in earnest, it is possible to wake up quickly, but it's usually the finding conducive conditions and having that earnest inquiry is not that easy. It's theoretical. It's a good thing, but to really sustain it, to really be clear, to really be focused, not that easy. Again, Ajahn Chah, where he said so much of his teaching was around patient endurance, because that was really what's required if one sets one's intention to sort of wake up quickly. I mean, that's, I think we all do when we first start practicing, and that was I ordained with the idea that take a temporary ordination, learn a bit about meditation. I had 3 or 4 spare months, and I should stream entry at least. Then I could go do what I wanted. I wouldn't have to be reborn in the lower realms again. It's not quite that easy. But certainly attending to those conducive conditions and the earnestness of the inquiry, that's really important.